Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brazil votes for impeachment trial. Brazil's Senate President Renan Calheiros made the announcement.
Sim, 55.
55 votes for impeachment.
Não, 22.
22 votes against. In early Thursday morning, the deed was done. The Senate voting to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office for using borrowed money from state banks to cover budget deficits and pay for social programs. Following a nearly 22-hour debate in the Senate, a simple majority was all that was needed to open an impeachment trial. Ms. Rousseff will be formally notified of the vote later today. Her vice president will take over her post in the interim. Douglas Luiz is a resident of Rio de Janeiro. He says, even if I'm not in favor of the Workers' Party and Dilma's government, I don't think the impeachment will solve any of our problems because it will put a vice president in her place that was not elected by the people. Yesterday, several protesters needed to be carted away by rescue workers after inhaling pepper spray fumes. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad on Wednesday, killing at least 93 people and wounding more than 150 others. The deadliest attack occurred at a market in the Sadr City neighborhood of the capital, killing 64 people. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. Hisham al-Ashimi is an Iraq analyst and security expert. He says political disputes and contradictions among field security commanders and higher leaderships, weak intelligence and non-cooperation between citizens and intelligence services, all these factors led to chaos and violence. Such turmoil left so many innocent people dead or wounded, either in yesterday's bombings or in the